Yo, what's up, going, guys? Welcome to the podcast. In today's podcast, we are going to go over some of the reasons why the U.S. Marine Corps is unstoppable. And I just seen the posters somewhere. If I can find them, I'm gonna scroll down, see if I can find it. I personally want to become a Marine, and I truly believe everyone should serve for their country. There's other things about that I want to discuss in this podcast today. It's gonna be hard to find this thing with all the new trailers and stuff. I'm just going through Google. I was gonna read them off. All of them off to you guys, and I wanted to kind of read them myself. I'm not seeing it yet. Kind of tired. Just got dumb on the yard. I don't really know what I'm doing right now. I'm kind of scrolling through all the news feed. There's a lot of USC and Joe Rogan and a lot of Muslims and TSM and Fortnite. A lot of that stuff going on. Jeff Bezos made so much last year, everything else like that. I cannot find it. Let's see. Let's go recent. I clicked on it. It should be on my recents, but it's not. Oh, it was. No, never mind. That was military. U.S. Marines are unstoppable. All right, I should bring this up. 10 reasons why the Okay, I found it. Right here it is. Yeah, no one can beat them all. No one can beat them. All the reasons the U.S. Marine Corps is unstoppable. Okay. These five weapons make it all happen. So I'm gonna go through it all. Once I get like a face cam and stuff ready for the Marine Corps, for the podcast, I'll let y'all see what I'm seeing. But at the moment, I'm scrolling through my phone, trying to read all this and everything else. It's about 4 or 5 pages long. So let's get into it. Scroll all the way up at the top. Well, if it'll let me scroll all the way up to the top, it's kind of freezing. I think it's frozen on this one thing. Yeah, it's frozen. It won't let me scroll all the way up, hey. Okay. It should let me scroll up now. Come on, what's there, guys? I'm just gonna have to exit out. It's like it's zoomed in and everything else. I found it. I'm back on. Well, if it'll let me get back on. At the end of broadcast, stop the broadcast, and I'll be probably right back. It's taking forever to load this one little page on Google. Don't know why. Okay, I am back, guys. Issue working out. I'm gonna have to retype it in. Yeah, probably. Recent. Got it. Pretty good. Okay, free them. These five weapons make it all happen. The U.S. Marine Corps prides itself on being Americans. 911 force and fire barrage that the president can call upon to fight the nation's battles in an emergency. Booyah. Booyah, whatever it is. Though the Marines have largely been treated as de facto second land army over the past dozen years, their services in the international component of the Department of the Navy, it's primarily the Marine Maritime Force. They're for the Marines as a specialized Alpha Habeas Force, argued that they need unique hardware to conduct the missions. While the service has many different types of weapons, here are the select of their five firearms. So, as we all know, Marines are riflemen. They're very, very good. They're rifles, I am guessing, and M16s, everything else, including that. Recommended. Okay. The M1A1 arms, which is an apparently brute force, heavy armor, blah blah blah. It's your armor and other things, including your weapon, your night vision goggles, and everything else. AH-1Z Viper, which is an actually it's a Cobra helicopter. While out hardly, okay, it's a very expensive helicopter. Is technically what this is saying. I'm just scrolling through all these, and I'm gonna go back over them. The Boeing AV-8B Harrier 2. It is a wing airplane. Makes sense. LAV Marines, for many of those reasons. LAV, there's many words for LAV, AT, LVAL, LVAM, LVAE, LVAE, C2S. Technically, all these are the cover weapons, including tanks and other things, including that. Now, the Marines is the most trained force that the American Army has, including the Navy, USA Army, Air Force, Navy, then the Marines, and then you got the National Guard as well. But U.S. Army is the longest at 13 weeks, and the Navy's at 8 weeks. I believe the Army and the Navy's the exact same time at 8 weeks, but Air Force would take a lot longer because you should already have a plane, a flying a plane degree before you join the Army, Air Force. Because I would not ever fly a plane, be trusted to fly a plane unless if it's like my duty or something else. But you don't have to have any degrees, but you do have to go through the 13-week basic training and everything else, including you have to go into the gas chamber. Well, not gas chamber, but
got pretty light.
it's tear gas, including the tear gas, and have to go through so many hours of not eating, including the last week is your death march, which you have to walk 20 miles, mud, rain. If it's raining, you might get lucky and not rain, but usually it's raining. With barely any food, water, and once you get past that, you finally get your badge and you finally become a U.S. Marine. But before you get there, and even after you get there, you have many, many duties. You have to stay on campus, you have to live there for so many years at once. You can retire very early from the Marines, because, like, if you stay in the Marine Corps for 6 years, 400 grand, $400,000 bank if you don't spend a dime of it. But you will probably need a vehicle, and you don't have to pay for housing or anything, but if you want to pay, like, buy protein shakes for your workouts, and you want to have a gym thing to go and work out at the gym, and get a car to go there, and get a vehicle to go anywhere you want. You probably want to go out and eat some days. Won't happen often, but it will happen some, I assume. But as I said in the beginning of this podcast, I would love to join and become a Marine. I'm trying to get more people onto the podcast, guys. This is another short video because it had to be quick. Like I said, I mowed my yard today. Well, not all of it, just a quarter bit of it. And I got some games to play. And I'll be able to do the broadcast tomorrow. If not, I'll get one of my brothers or something to do it. Or my dad, if you want to do it with me. Guys, thank you all so much for watching. Subscribe to our Anchor account, which hosting this podcast right now. And we might get a Patreon here soon. Don't know. Depends how long we actually stick to this. Guys, thank you all so much for listening to today's podcast. You guys have a great day.